You're dead. It's too late to complain. You should have complained at the beginning, when you at least had a chance. My question to you, and I don't expect you to answer it, just think about it in your head. How bad do things have to get before you do something? Do they have to take away all your property? Do they have to license every activity that you want to engage in? Do they have to be throwing you on cattle cars before you start to say, now wait a minute, I don't think this is a good idea. How long is it going to be before you finally resist and say, no, I will not comply, period? That's a different answer for each person. Ask yourself now, because sooner or later you're going to come to that line. And when they cross it, what are you going to say? Well, okay, cross this line. Okay, now cross that line. Okay, now cross this line. And pretty soon you're in a corner. Sooner or later, you've got to draw a line and stand your ground, whether anybody else does or not. Let me share with you some thoughts from some of the founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson said, Thomas Jefferson, and what country can preserve its liberties if its rulers are not warned from time to time that this people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Right? We are talking bloodshed if necessary. Abraham Lincoln, this country with its institutions belongs to the people who inhabit it. Whenever they shall grow weary of their existing government, they can exercise their constitutional right of amending it or their constitutional right to dismember or overthrow it. He also said, we the people are the rightful masters of Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. How do you know if the Constitution has been perverted if you haven't read it?